Hello. I fought my way to the heart of the Traveler, but stuff still happened. So what's up? Weird. Elections happened in multiple places where people were heard, kind of. Let's start with the UK. The UK had an election recently, and there was a historic blowout. I want a historic blowout. The Labour Party, which is the UK's like center-leftish kind of party, they dominated the election. Like, they just completely dominated. The Tories, by contrast, their conservative party, saw the biggest loss in the history of the country. They lost like more than two-thirds of their seats. They were completely pushed out of certain regions. Their party is in complete disarray. There's actually now like infighting happening among the Tories where they're like, do we go further right? Or what do we do? And then other ones are like, my guy, why would we go further right? What are you doing? The Conservative Party was in power for 14 straight years in the UK, during which time we saw Brexit and Boris Johnson and Liz Truss lasting for less long than a head of lettuce. So weird. Weird that resulted in them being pushed out historically. But let's move over to France. We were actually staring down the barrel of France almost having a massive right-wing takeover. Marine Le Pen, whose far-right party was positioned to take over France, it didn't go that way, very thankfully. A coalition of their left-leaning parties and centrist parties worked together and coordinated and had an actual effort to upset the fascist takeover of the country. The result is that, after all the voting was said and done, Le Pen's party is in a distant third place. So not quite taking over the government as people were fearing. And there's actually not a majority. No one got a majority of the seats, so they're gonna have to form a coalition. Wild!
Imagine having multiple parties that form coalition.
Weird!
Give me your shirt.
Give me your shirt, I want to recycle it. And we can do that now, because science! Scientists have discovered a way to use big words, microwave-assisted glycosis to take clothing and break it back down into its core components. It's like dismantling in a video game,
but in real life.
But for real, there's just giant piles of discarded clothing because the textile industry is a hazard to life on Earth. Most clothing just doesn't get recycled. It doesn't even get thrown away. It just ends up in a pile in, like, Chile.
This is largely because although we can break these down, it's not profitable. Like, it doesn't make financial sense to do so, which is always a good driving factor for decision making.
But now scientists have this method where they can take polyester or cotton blends and they can break them down back into core components like BET, B-H-E-T, you'll bet. Those components can then be used to turn back into polyester, or maybe we just stop doing that.
Regardless, about 1% of clothing worldwide is currently recycled. They estimate that this could actually tackle up to 88% of clothing worldwide. There's still some more research to be done on like how to target certain like dyes and whatnot, but it's looking pretty cool that the process takes like 15 minutes down from multiple days. So hopefully this is gonna be more profit worthy.
I want you to think about the past year. I want you to think about everything that you've done. I want you to think about all the meals that you've shared, the glances that you've exchanged with loved ones and friends, the stories you could tell. You could have been doing that on Mars.
Loser!
Four NASA volunteers just stepped out of a year-long mission in a fabricated Mars environment. These four scientists have been in isolation from the rest of the world for the past year. Sounds kind of nice. They stepped into a 3D-printed fabricated Mars on June 25th, 2023, and since then, they've just been living as if they were isolated from humanity on Mars. This includes like a fake communication delay with home base, so they can't even just chat with people. It's like a 30-minute delay. During this time, they've been pretending to live on Mars. They've been doing like fake Mars walks, hopefully not running into any cabal, and all in all, just doing their absolute best Matt Damon impersonation, growing crops and working with Donald Glover to go home. And so I want to leave you with this, a question. Why are we so focused on terraforming Mars when we can instead just build Mars here and terraform that? I'm a genius. This is my impersonation of Joe Biden.
For the audio listeners, I was on the floor pretending to be dead.
And yet, somehow, the dead husk of Joe Biden is still saying he's gonna stay in the race, despite
a bunch of Democrats and Democrat donors and whatnot being like, please step aside. Yeah, Biden has made it very clear. He's said multiple times that he's staying in the race, that he has no plans to step aside. Now, that doesn't mean that he's staying in the race and has no plans to step aside. He's a politician. Why would he say, oh yeah, you know, there's a chance that I'm not as strong as you thought I was and that you should have doubts in me. So I'm not actually as worried about what he is saying. I'm looking at what the other people in the room are doing. And what the other people are doing is freaking out and asking him to step aside. A bunch of governors got together. They were like, oh, what's the plan here, my guy? And now some sitting Democrats in Congress, including some on major positions within the House, are like, bro. Meanwhile, massive Democrat donors, including like the heiress to the Disney fortune, are refusing to pay until Biden steps aside. Because, like, what are you doing? Biden's most recent take is that he's just gonna give it his all. And if that's not good enough, then at least he tried. Which is exactly what you want to hear from a person who totally has our best interest at heart. Like, it's so grim looking for Biden right now that Republicans are starting to shift their strategy towards focusing more on attacking Kamala Harris, who is the most likely person to replace Biden if he did step aside. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's not impossible. And just a quick FYI to people who are saying it's too late, or he can't, if he steps aside, then it's going to be an empty ticket and just Trump. That is not how civics works. Like, that is not the situation that we're in right now. First of all, it's all vibes. Like, the rules are vibes. Like, these are political parties that are, they have like standards for how they do their selection process. It's not law. And second, Biden is not the nominee yet. He has not, it hasn't actually officially happened. We'll see. Lightning round. Popular streamer Dr. Disrespect has confirmed that he was banned from Twitch for messaging a minor and planning to meet up with them. This is your sign to check out my merch store and pick yourself up a Don't Prey on Children mug. ChatGPT fucked up, and when somebody said hi to it, it responded by divulging all of its inner secrets. Like, literally outlining the exact instructions that it was given by OpenAI on how to operate. The stuff that you're not supposed to be able to see. Kevin Bacon experimented with using prosthetics to blend into society and be a normal person, and then stopped it because he was like, this sucks. Target, Dollar General, and other massive retailers are second-guessing self-checkout because of a lot of lost inventory. Well done, y'all. Elon Musk is excited to roll out an update to Twitter that's going to get rid of the buttons to interact with posts, like the like and retweet buttons, are going away. As are their counts. You will instead need to swipe to interact with posts or otherwise like go into it. It doesn't matter, get off Twitter. Google's carbon emissions have spiked nearly 50% since 2019, presumably because of all their effort working on AI stuff. I love destroying the planet so that a robot can tell me to put glue in my pizza. Scientists have mapped out the neurons in our brains and how they process language when we hear them, like how words are associated with sentiment. It's pretty bazonkers. The US government is getting a record number of complaints about air travel. The most comparable year was in 2020 when airlines were like refusing refunds because COVID. And finally for today, John Cena has announced that he is retiring from wrestling. John Cena. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and a never-ending loop of the John Cena walkout music. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well. Except this is the post-show Endeavorance. Hello. It is me. It is I. And I am here to say thank you again for listening. And if you like what I am doing, it would mean the world to me if you would share or leave a review or tell someone about this dude on the internet who talks about things sometimes. Thank you so very much. Your support means everything. It sounds like I'm doing a bit right now. I'm just like actively coming down from doing the actual recording. And so like, I just can't stop speaking in this cadence. Oops. Anyway, I promise I'm being sincere. Take care. Be well. You'll hear from me soon.